My fellow Americans, are you tired of the new normal?
Are you tired of the lies?
Election fraud. You know, the thing that the mainstream media and big tech says doesn't exist?
It is time to end it.
We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Many of you are sitting here because you're wanting to know what the plan is.
It has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
The solution has been in front of us all along.
Ask God if you should step in the gap and become a part of the plan.
The plan is simple.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We are the plan.
If you're waiting for others to do the work for you, you're going to be waiting a long time.
We are Conservative Daily.
Woo!
What's up, Joe?
Did you miss me?
Always.
Tell me you miss me. I need you to tell me you miss me.
I missed you so much.
No.
Where's Nancy?
I need you to tell me you miss me. Ladies and gentlemen, I went ahead and brought my own hammer because hammer time.
Oh, I should have had that song ready.
Hammer time. Hammer time. Okay, so I want you to know that I have brought my hammer today. I might strip down to my underwear. You might get a show. I might do it. And then I might deny that I was actually in my underwear to begin with. And then I'm going to call up all the media and I'm going to say, delete the part about being in the underwear, please. You cannot write that. You cannot write that. Please retract it. Retract it so that we can say that it's the right-wing people. It's the Trumpsters. They want to tell the truth. And then everybody get out their hammers. Okay. What an interesting day. What an interesting day. What a bunch of stuff that we're going to go through today. I want everyone to understand something that's really, really, really important. Really important. And that is, Epstein did not kill himself.
Ooh!
Beyond that, they want to convince us all over the country, all over the world, that we live in a 50-50 society. I want you to know that the same playbook that they did in Mongolia, the same playbook that they did in the Philippines, I want you to play something for you off script. I want to play this, and that is, go to, you know, let me see if I can find the actual video. It's in Rumble. It's at the 27-minute mark, and it is the one about the Philippines talk with Lord, what's his name, Lord Brown?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
This is way back in 2011. This is in 2011. Lord Brown comes out, talks about the fact that they had the software, but more importantly, it talks about election violations. And every single time that the machines come up with Smartmatic or Dominion or ESNS or any of them, anytime election machines come into the mix, guess what we get as an output? 50-50, PID function, fixed point outcome, somebody's winning, and then somebody goes to sleep, they wake up in the morning, and the other guy wins. And it's always the radical leftist that wins. We have got to get to the place where we eliminate voting machines and we eliminate mail-in ballots and localized counting. We have to get to localized counting. You're going to see elections all over the country that get stolen. All over the country. It's not going to be a small issue. It's going to be a huge issue. And today we're going to walk through a bunch of those things. I know today is Halloween, so happy Halloween. I am not going to dress up as Paul Pelosi. I'm just going to carry my hammer, right? Because it's hammer time. But let's just, if you can find that, tell me when you actually get to it, if you would. In the meantime, while we're watching this, because it is important to note, we're going to talk about the elections in Brazil. It is unbelievable what is happening in Brazil. Ali Alexander says that Joe Biden's team is currently stealing the Brazilian election for socialist Lula, literally a coup. Take to the streets, brothers of Brazil. Military stand by peacefully and patriotically. Now, this is a report. You guys need to see this. This is a report that came out. Like, they know that we know. Guys, listen, everyone are not drag queen freaks. We're not. We're not. I think we have to talk about this. Let's go ahead and play this A2 cut. This is Klaus Schwab. This is Klaus Schwab brags about WEF penetrating cabinets. This is not a joke, everyone. This is not a joke. And get ready to take to the streets, because we will, peacefully. We will put force on them. We have to. We're in a place right now where we can't afford to have another election go. I don't care if it's a midterm. And wait till you hear about the shenanigans they're doing in Florida. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
I have to say, when I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I would know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the president, with a young global leader. But what is important for...
Let's go ahead and play this. This is cut... Or excuse me, just put this up if you would. This is cut three. This is a Lula supporter celebrates after the presidential runoff election at Largo São Francisco de Paraná in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. This is a freakoid, radical leftist. Give the WEF saying that they have penetrated governments. You have China saying that they have penetrated governments, all with a little bit of money. And let's get right into it. How the team Biden tried to coup-proof Brazil's election. This is unbelievable. Let's read a little bit from this if we can, which I think is interesting. Over the past year, Biden has deployed top administration officials to meet with the Brazilian counterparts and convey a simple message to President Jair Bolsonaro: don't derail Brazil's democracy. Top officials from the White House, Defense Department, State Department, and even the CIA have held meetings and calls with Brazilian officials to try and head off an effort by Bolsonaro to subvert the results of the country's heated presidential election. Oh, the diplomatic surge comes as the right-wing populist Bolsonaro faces off against left-wing candidate and former President Lula da Silva in a hotly contested runoff vote in what he proved to be one of the most divisive elections in the country's history. The latest polls, Lula was a slight edge over Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro, taking page from the playbook of former U.S. President Donald Trump, has tried to cast doubt on the trustworthiness of the upcoming vote by claiming without evidence that the country's election voting systems has a history of fraud and that parts of the country's independent judiciary favor Lula in the race. Not convinced yet. Lula beat Bolsonaro in the first round of the elections in early October, failed to win by a high enough margin to avoid a second round of elections. The final vote taking place on October 30th, Bolsonaro has for months cast doubt on the security of Brazilian's polling machines and urged his supporters to go to war if the election is stolen. For Team Biden, the playbook from the man sometimes called the Trump of the tropics looked all too familiar. Bolsonaro's efforts to lay the groundwork for an election challenge mirrors Trump's efforts to cast doubt on 2020 U.S. presidential election results, a campaign that culminated in deadly pro-Trump mob attacks at the U.S. Capitol. See, this is just a lie. Some experts and former officials believe that despite the high tensions in the hotly contested election, Brazil's democratic institutions have strong enough guardrails to protect against any possible power grab or efforts to undermine the results by Bolsonaro. Now, I want to show you something if I can. This is super important. If you're on here, I'm going to wait a minute. I want you to share this. This is super important. We're not going to put it up yet. No evidence of fraud. That's what they said. Remember, they're trying to teach our kids Common Core math. Common Core math, they're trying to teach our kids basically math that does not make sense at all. Walk around the block three times, tap on your belly, rub on your head, right? And, the answer will pop up. Just get close. We have a massive problem in the world when the World Economic Forum and Nazis are running countries and we're supporting those Nazis. This, by the way, I'm ringing the bell. Everyone's ringing the bell. We are going to have stolen elections at every level in the midterm elections in 2022. On November 8, 2022, more than 70, 80% of these elections will be stolen. Now, we are out there watching the math. They don't have experts. They do not have experts on their side. Let me repeat myself. They do not have experts on their side. Neither do they have them in Brazil. They say baseless. They say that there is no proof. There is absolutely mountains of proof. In this country and in others, Bolsonaro's not an idiot. We don't need election machines. Why are they fighting against us having election machines? And I'm stalling because I want more people to show up. Super important, right? Super important that we have fair and free elections. Why not go to paper ballots, have them hand counted at a local level, put into a system, and eliminate all of this? Because if you do that, you eliminate fraud. You guys are not going to believe this. Go ahead and put it up. These are the votes. These are the timestamps for the votes and the votes. I want you to notice something on the timestamp. Push it up a little bit, if you will, Apollo.
How far?
These are the timestamps in real time. You see the lead, Bolsonaro? And then the lead, Lula, look at the time by which it actually intersects. Look at the votes on the top. What do? They follow the exact same curve, all the way up. For those of you in the back of the room that actually know what math is, tell me what the probability is of this happening. Tell me what the probability is. Tell me what the probability is that it's 50.05% and 49.95%. What's the possibility of this happening? For those that know math, math professors, those that are in code, look at the curvature of the vote in real time on timestamps of the votes coming in and tell me what you see. What do you see? Help me. I'm going to tell you what you see. You see absolute fraud. You see proof of fraud in real time happening in Brazil. And please tell me why Biden, why the CIA, why we are getting involved in the sovereignty of another nation. Apollo, why are we getting involved in the sovereignty of another nation?
Because it's the same cabal.
The world economic...
Their little Marxist losers lose anywhere.
In Brazil, it will lead to a civil war of epic proportion because the Brazilian people will not tolerate it. They will lynch and hang people. They already made lists prior to this. The fraud is the machines. The fraud is in the machines. The fraud is perpetrated by the CIA and other groups inside of the machines. We are not given access to the source code. Go ahead, take this down. Guys, listen to me. That right there is fraud. That is a description of what fraud is. Let me explain it to you for the people in the very back. Let me hold my hammer up for it. Ready? So you guys understand this. Ready? Bolsonaro has 7 votes. Lula has 3 votes. The split is what, Apollo? 70%?
30,
right? Now, they say they do it with polls, but the polls are infiltrated by this thing called the education system of being infiltrated by these radical Marxist socialists that, by the way, are pushing this indoctrination, the same indoctrination that was pushed by Adolf Hitler in 1940. There's no difference, 1938. There is no difference in what Adolf Hitler was doing in Germany and what we are experiencing right now today. Only they decided to play the patient game and put people in positions of trust and authority all over the world in order to have world dominance. And some of you may say, Joe, you can't be right. And I would tell you, wake the heck up. We are not a 50-50 society, everyone. We are not. We are not 50%, but let's go back to the 70-30. 70% for Bolsonaro, 30% for Lula. That's giving him more credit than it's probably worth. You have machines that are running it behind a black box. People's vote goes in, but you have no way to verify what that vote when it comes out. There are no hand counts. There are no system by which you can measure the vote. It's easier to steal it in those nations, but the people can feel it. They can see it. They can see the mathematical probability in everything that happens. Now I give 1,000 votes to Bolsonaro. I give 1,000 votes to Lula. What is the vote count? I just inject 2,000 votes into the system. What's the vote count, Apollo?
1,070 to 1,030.
1,003, 1,007. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that 70-30 still?
Not even close.
It's 50.05%, I think. And 49.95%. It does not take a rocket scientist to see what they're doing. Takes a nuclear engineer. Takes one of those, I guess, in the U.S. with Dominion Voting Systems. Mr. Eric Coomer. The radical leftist, anti-American, anti-police, anti-Trump, anti-democratic, I could go through the antis. Satanist. It takes one there. I wonder what the one is there. Super important that you understand that when we talk about Brazil, Brazil is, again, why is the CIA involved? Why does the curvature of the vote look the same? Why are we allowing why are the mathematicians in this country not standing up? Dr. Peter McCullough got stripped of his medical license on Friday. He's never said anything that could be disproven ever.
Disgraceful. That's absolutely disgraceful.
They are coming after truth. And they are lying. And we're going to go through the lies today. But this is just another example of it. This is just another example of it. I don't even know what to say about it. We do have this. There is someone trying to save us right now. Among us. Like we're trying to save ourselves. We're actually standing up. We're doing quite a bit. Tucker had some a take on Twitter and Elon Musk, who, by the way, like him, hate him, say you don't like his stance on one thing or another, become a single-issue voter, become a single-issue person that basically goes after the character of a man if you want. But Tucker took it and I think had a talked about the left's meltdown. Let's watch cut one.
The Washington Post reporters are also panicked that free speech might be back on Twitter. Taylor Lorenz, one of their most famous and thoroughly ridiculous reporters, had a particularly rough night. Quote, "It's like the gates of hell opened on this site tonight," she wrote. The gates of hell! People in the media, you may have noticed, spend their entire lives online. No, the gates of hell open when we run out of diesel fuel and the airlines don't work and people freeze to death. The gates of hell don't open when people get to say what they want on social media. Sorry. Get some perspective, honey. But none of them have perspective. "It is sad," responded Frank Shaw, who works at the head of communications at Microsoft. Lorenz was upset because she makes her living by defaming people and then harassing them personally. But until last night, Twitter protected her and many journalists like her from any criticism whatsoever. Here was Vijaya Gadde, who is the chief censor at Twitter, the head lawyer, explaining why Twitter bans anyone who mocks journalists. Because it's dangerous to mock journalists. Watch.
"We were trying to understand the context of what was going on and take action on them. Because again, I don't know, Joe, if you've ever been the target of a dogpiling event on Twitter, but it is not particularly fun when thousands of people or hundreds of people are tweeting at mm-hmm. you and saying things. And that's can be viewed as a form of harassment. It's not about the individual tweet. It is about the volume of things that are being directed at
no,
you.
I understand.
And so in that particular case, we made the judgment call, and it is a judgment call, to take down the tweets that were responding directly to these journalists that were saying learn to code, even if they didn't have a wish of harm specifically attached to them because of what we viewed as coordinated attempt to harass them.
See how this works? So when you're a journalist, you can destroy people's lives in this country on behalf of a political party. You can totally crush them, get them fired from their jobs, attack them to the point they literally lose custody of their children, which has happened, is happening now, by the way. You can do whatever you want if you're a journalist, but if anyone criticizes you, they have to be shut down because their criticism is violence. In this case, Twitter objected to the phrase learn to code. Now, that's a phrase specifically used to mock journalists because that's what journalists told coal miners to do when they lost their jobs. Learn to code. It's not a threat in any way. It's not violence. It's a joke. But until last night, you couldn't say it on Twitter. Of course, you could aim it downward. You could still tell coal miners to learn to code, but you couldn't tell people with power to learn to code. That's the point. When you eliminate free speech, who do you help? The people in charge. Only the powerful benefit from censorship. The editor of the Daily Caller was banned for telling the Daily Show to learn to code. So the propagandists had protection from Twitter. That's the point. And they've lost it.
What do you think of that?
He's spot on. These same people who were absolutely throwing tantrums and...
What have they done to me?
They've done the exact same thing. They've come out and attacked you, absolutely piled mountains of bullshit onto this entire scenario, onto you, onto your family,
ready?
Your reputation.
4,734 articles. 4,734 articles written about me. Yeah, how many are positive?
7.
11.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed. 11.
11. They lie about me being an insurrectionist. They lie about me being a militia member. They lie about me. They've lied about everything. I mean, there's nothing they haven't lied about. I'm now a podcaster. I didn't spend a decade being a tech CEO. Actually, building tech. Not just... going and using someone else's, built our own. And they talk about dogpiling because they get to dogpile lies and destroy people's lives and actually do harm. I don't care because I think they're a bunch of pieces of trash. Leftists are nothing but liars. They're liars. They're not progressives. They're devils. So we have sponsors that have been with us for a long time. This one has definitely been here a long time. This is Air Medcare Network. Today's podcast, again, sponsored by Air Medcare Network. If you live in a rural area that's hard to reach by road, if you travel a lot, if you even drive a lot, even if you don't drive a lot, this is good fire insurance. If you like to hike or spend time outdoors, you want to make sure your family's protected in a medical emergency. If you ever need to be air medically transported with Air Medcare Network, you're covered for as little as $85 a year. Your whole household will be covered in case you ever need to be air medically transported. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/daily and use promo code daily, and you'll receive up to a $50 Visa gift card when you sign up today. Now, they also have an Amazon card, but we don't do business with Amazon here on this show. So please do not sign up for this and get the $50 Amazon gift card because that is feeding the beast, and we don't feed the beast. So get that $50 gift card and sign up. You can go up to, I think the 5-year membership is like $300 or something. But so it's even less. So it's $85 a year for your whole family. And then as you go up, it actually reduces. So airmedcarenetwork.com/daily and use promo code daily. Tucker's right. But what I loved about Friday, I don't know if you guys got to see this, is two engineers outside of... They're not engineers. They were actors.
Master trolled.
Master trolled the media. Let's go ahead and play this cut to.
The future of celebrity conservatorship, like
Britney happened. Michelle Obama wouldn't have happened.
Elon Musk on Twitter. I don't Elon know. Musk right? This used to be Twitter. A town square. You know,
Obama in 2008 wouldn't have happened.
How, who laid you off?
Without
my
like
director,
an Elon Musk on Twitter.
Off.
You need free speech is when a public company
did engineering.
You know, a public owned
dog. I'm not like one guy owning a company, you know? But I mean, I even own a Tesla, man. Like, I'm a big fan of like clean energy, climate change.
I'm gonna try and
even free speech too. But yeah. Software engineer.
How long have you been working here?
3 years. Out of college. It's my first job out of college.
Did they tell you why you were laid off? Did they give a reason?
They said like no reason, but it's just like restructuring or like no specific reason. One person talked. So there was an HR person in the beginning, and then one person, you know, talking.
I couldn't see how many people were in the meeting.
Yeah.
H-U-L-R-A-G-U-L.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
L-I-G-M-A.
L-I-G-M-A.
Yeah.
What was your title?
Software engineer.
Software engineer.
Yeah.
Were there any norms with the personnel, any Tesla personnel that were part of these meetings, like Musk team people?
I mean, a free speech is, you know.
L-I-G-M-A.
L-I-E-G-M-A.
R-A-H-U-L.
R-A-H-U-L.
Yeah. L-I-G-M-A.
He got himself.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you have other members on your team?
Probably. All right. So that was Ligma. The other guy was Johnson. So Ligma Johnson. So I love Elon. When I built my tech company, when I started off, I got a license plate cover first year and it said, my next car will be a Tesla. And I had a Lexus that I had for a long time, right? And it said on the back, it said, my next car will be a Tesla. And, you know, about... You know, 2 years in, before we were debt free, never took a dollar of outside capital. We're growing tremendously, and I remember it was at the end of the third year. I was talking to the CFO and the accountants, and I was like, "So how are we doing?" Well, we're now fully debt free. We were able to clear all the debt. Now the debt was mine, right? And then I decided that I was going to forgive the debt. In other words, I let the company borrow a bunch of money. I basically loaned it money. And then I wanted to have a clean slate. So I just said, wipe the debt clean. And I was like, okay, that felt good. Now I'm going to go get me a Tesla. I did, right? I mean, And I had a Tesla for 5 years. Now, some people have Teslas because they're like, oh, you know, save the trees. I'm a realist. Right. Don't use oil. Oh my gosh, global warming. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that just wants to go really, really fast. I just want to be clear. So I bought the fastest Tesla out there back in 2017. And actually, I ordered it, and it was a Model X because I wanted to go fast, 2.9 seconds, 0 to 60. People would ask me like, oh, you know, so, and they would assume that, oh, man, Joe, you know, global warming. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's all, that's a bunch of BS. And they're like, but you drive a Tesla. Yeah, because it's fast, dummy. Okay, so now that I've gone a little bit off, I love Elon Musk. I love the guy. He's super smart. He's super smart. He took a rocket up into orbit and then brought it down on the same platform, an 8x8 or 10x10 platform, and landed it on there. Before him, it had never been done. Here's a guy that for the first time in, I don't know, was it 100 years? Was able to survive. Everybody remember the Tucker? The car of the Tucker? Do you remember the Tucker, Apollo? Did you ever hear about the Tucker?
No.
Okay, so the Tucker was a car maker. Yeah. Yeah, car maker. And the big three went after him and to bankrupt him. And it worked. He was one of the first people to innovate things like power brakes, power steering, a headlight that moves with the car. As a car turns, the headlight moves. What do headlights do today when you turn?
Nothing.
Now, newer cars, they turn. You'll see them actually turn. The lights will turn, or the light projection will actually turn so that it can see around the corner. My Tesla had it. If you turn on the blinker, it would have. So this one had a light in the middle, and it would basically turn with the car. And so he was well ahead of his time. But Elon actually built a car company, right? And he was one of the first to survive it. Get through all the different roadblocks that the big three, even today, you know, when he started the company in 2002, remember, it wasn't going so well. It wasn't going so well for Tesla. They almost went bankrupt twice. Elon was hours away, if he wouldn't have gotten funded, from going bankrupt. This is a true story. And he survived it to become the most influential and most valuable car company in the world. Not in the country, in the world. And he built other companies alongside of it. Solar companies. Now, we may not agree. He is definitely what I would consider a progressive. He is not a leftist. Today, he's a conservative. And he went in and he put his fortune up and said, listen, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. So let's show you what else Elon's doing in order to basically cut through all the BS and show you who's telling the truth and who isn't. Elon went ahead and put out a tweet. Hillary Clinton put out, the Republican Party and its mouthpieces are now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. In a shocking but not surprising, the violence is a result. Citizens, we must uphold them accountable for their words and the actions that follow. And this is an LA Times. Accused Pelosi attacker David DePape spread QAnon, other far less bigoted information. Guess what? I'm here to tell you something. You have to become an ambassador of truth, but I'm here to tell you something. Not only is Hillary Clinton the biggest piece of this side of the planet, and by the way, she is not worthy of the word crap. She is absolute dog shit. She is the most disgusting, vile, evil humphalump I have ever heard speak. And she's a part of this little cabal. But at the bottom it says, there's a tiny possibility there might be more to the story than meets the eye. And it has a story which, by the way, has been removed, the smobserved.com, the awful truth, Paul Pelosi was drunk again. And this story, do we have the pieces to this story that we can show?
To that SM Observed.
So then the New York Times goes and says, Elon Musk in a tweet shared link from site known to publish false news. That site, by the way, that particular article has been taken down. Wonder who took it down. In response, by the way, in response to this, Elon Musk tweets, that is absolutely fake news. I have never posted an article. I did not post an article from the New York Times. Basically saying the New York Times is known to share false news, and he knows it. See, the smartest people among us are starting to come forward and have some courage, because the fate of the world is in peril. I believe that. We have more to go through here. So what's happened now is that they're basically walking around and saying, oh, Twitter, they're not doing our bidding anymore. And then what happened? This was the best. Hasn't even been 48 hours since Elon officially bought Twitter, and he already fact-checked Joe Biden. Biden put up, let me give you the facts. In 2020, 55 corporations made $40 billion, and they paid zero in federal taxes. My Inflation Reduction Act put an end to this. The Inflation Reduction Act will pose a minimum tax on corporations' average pre-tax earnings greater than $1 billion. Out of 55 corporations, the tweet references, only 14 had earnings greater than $1 billion and would be eligible under Biden's tax law. In other words, Biden's a liar. But then, in response to all the things that Twitter's doing to basically get truth under control, people that I've never heard of, which, by the way, have 2 to 3. This is why I know, by the way, this is how I know that Twitter is full of bots, Demcast bots, people that follow other people and they make fake accounts and then push them through different, you know, IP addresses. So I went through and checked a couple for their followers. I wanted to see who's following them, right? But these are people that are like, oh, mass exodus. We're leaving Twitter. Please do. Please do. Here's Ken Olin. Hey, all, I'm out of here. No judgment. Let's keep the faith. Let's protect our democracy. Let's try to be kinder. Let's try to save the planet. Let's try to be more generous. Let's look to find peace in the world, right? Who the freak is Ken Olin? Who's Ken Olin? Anybody? You want to tell me what Ken Olin is? I had to look it up. I was like, who is this guy? So let me just tell you who Ken Olin is. Just so you know, because I didn't know. He's got a green check mark, though. He's a producer. He's a producer. He's got 293,000 followers. So 293,000 people know he's a, yeah. And then Tribal Social Network said, I'm on Tribal Social for the rest of the day. Got to wean myself off this soon-to-be Musk machine. Tribal Social. Okay. All lefties, all idiots, go that way to Tribal, please. He was born in India. We created for you. We got all lefty machine over here.
Well, this is so glorious to see all of these people. And I want to point out, too, think about the timing of this. So we're going up against the midterms, right?
Uh-huh.
You have a complete lack of confidence and this rising discontent and this, you know, simmering that is continuing with everything that we're seeing after the FBI,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, has gone on and on. They just arrested Greg Phillips and Katherine Engelbrecht.
They did, morning. Yeah.
Yeah, they just arrested him not long ago. But we have the midterms. They're already installing the cheat. They're already running the program. They're already doing all this nonsense in Florida. That video that you sent to me last night, it's nuts.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to get that guy on. I sent him a message last night. But everywhere it's happening, and what was the big thing? All this Facebook, Twitter nonsense, where they were clearly interfering in the election, where they were censoring all this information. And now, by the grace of God, these little empires are falling apart. They're now under Musk control. And all of these people who are just saying, go away, ban them, get out, you know, go find your own thing, Twitter can do whatever it wants, now all of a sudden they're having meltdowns.
This episode of Conservative Daily is brought to you by DCF Guns. They're not just a supporter and a partner of the show, they're an organization that is on the front line of promoting safe and responsible gun ownership. Along with being a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, they have a lot of different things inside of their 3 ranges and stores. So they have a gunsmith at every location. They have the ability to do massive amounts of training, anything from beginners all the way up to competitive shooting. They're also the best gun store in Colorado. Between a massive arsenal of top-tier firearms, competitive pricing on ammunition, they're a go-to resource for newcomers and expert shooters alike. Memberships there start for as little as $25 a month and offer an arsenal of benefits beyond that, such as store-wide discounts and special access to training. Even better, what you're seeing right now is DCF Guns also has an e-commerce option, meaning you can take advantage of the awesome prices without leaving your home. Just visit dcfguns.co and start browsing. I do want to tell you that as a listener of conservative-daily.com, you get an additional 5% off everything in the store. You have to use discount code Joe. That's J-O-E. That's discount code Joe. Go to dcfguns.co and use discount code Joe, J-O-E. That's me. Or it's coffee, cup of Joe. But you can go there and save an additional 5% off every single thing on the site. As always, we'll keep the range hot and the deals hotter only at DCF Guns in Castle Rock and Colorado Springs, and now online, available to everyone across the entire country. They're having massive meltdowns, and there can be nothing better than having massive meltdowns with these people.
Let's just run through a few of these real quick.
Well, hold on.
Before we leave Twitter.
Who's Shonda Rhimes?
No one cares.
I had to look her up too.
No one cares.
Look, guys, listen. No. You have to know this. Anybody know who Shonda Rhimes. Okay, here we go. Shonda Rhimes.
She's a TV producer, right?
So Shonda, I have no idea. She's a TED talker. She's got 1.9 million followers. Who? I've never heard of her. And she's got a Barbie up there that does not look like her at all. Not hanging around for whatever Elon has planned. Bye. Bye, Felicia. Let's see the next one. This is good. Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles. She's a singer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is she a good singer?
Actually, she's a phenomenal singer. It actually, you know, she's a phenomenal
performer.
Put it back
up there. Bareilles. So she had 2.8 million followers. Okay. I don't even know. Well, it's been fun, Twitter. I'm out. See you on other platforms, peeps. Sorry, this one's just not for me. Bye, Felicia. Oh, your music's not for me either. I don't care how good it is. I'll go find an independent that sings the national anthem. I like those. All right, next one. What's the next one?
Jamila.
Okay, who the what? Jamila Jamil. Okay. 1 million followers, podcaster, I guess. It looks like we're nominated for, oh, so she's a stripper. I think she's a stripper.
She's a, I don't know. She's a stripper? I don't know. Maybe she was. She's an actor or an actress. She was, I think she was in the She-Hulk movie.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know who she is. One good thing about Elon buying Twitter is I will finally leave and stop being a complete menace to society on here. So it's a win for you all, really. That was in 2022, April 25th. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. She's still on there. She's still twittering.
Oh, you liar, Jamila.
I want you to know that I just got back access to my Twitter account. No. I still can't tweet.
Wait, you can log in?
I can log in now.
Ooh.
It's coming, baby. It's coming. When I pop my head up, they'll be like, hello? Hello, it's Joe. I'm here to hammer you.
That could be your profile picture.
A hammer. I'd probably need one of those. Let's go ahead. Here, take a video of it.
Okay, we got it.
You got it? All right.
Yeah, I can screenshot it.
That's my new screenshot. All right. Whew. Okay. We got more. I mean, I know you guys didn't think we'd have more. We have more because here's Steven. Okay, man. What? I can't.
Look at this, man. Overload of virtue signaling.
Virtue. So this guy's name is Stevie. Does anybody else know who this person is?
Stevie Virtuous Van Zant.
Van Zant. He's got 325,000 followers. Wow. I have no idea who he is.
He was part of Springsteen's deal.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Was he really? I mean, so totally connected to society. Like, understand stuff, right?
Yep.
He said, "Dear Elon Musk, some free advice from the world's consigliere. You will be making the biggest mistake of your life if you put Adolf Hitler back on the most effective means of communication in the modern world. The kind of mistake you will never, ever be forgiven for," at Elon Musk. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what they all have in common, all these people? They all have done way too many psychedelic drugs. I just want to put it out there. It might be a real thing. All right, so then this person, I actually do know who he is. I think he's a bucket. LeBron James, the guy that calls himself a king. I don't know Elon Musk, and to be honest, I could care less who owns Twitter. But I will say, if this is true, I hope he and his people take this very seriously, because this is scary AF. As many damn unfit people say, hate speech is free speech. That's not true. So, and this says Philip Lewis, who I also don't know who he is. Elon Musk's Twitter takeover sparked a surge in the use of the N-word on the social media platform. Our social media research group told the Washington Post the use of the slur increased by nearly 500%. Okay, can I ask you a question? Ready? How do you know it increased by 500%? How do you know it increased? You know, the only person that has access to all of those statistics is Twitter. So how do you know it increased? And by the way, here's something else you need to know about Elon Musk. All the people that use those words got suspended. Every single one of them. Every single one of them got suspended. Every single one of them. And they should have been. But doesn't stop Yahoo and all the rest of these Yahoos from putting up propaganda BS. Okay, we're going to move on to something else that I want to talk about.
Well, because there's one more.
Oh, there is?
There's one more. Your favorite.
Rob Reiner. Oh, boy. For those that are fighting to preserve our constitutional democracy, now is not the time to leave Twitter. Now is the time to vote blue.
Justice science. Justice science.
You ever notice that all the smart people would never vote for these clowns?
Well, yeah, that's why they need Twitter.
That's why they don't have Twitter anymore, but they have what's it called? Treble Social?
Treble Social?
Treble Social? What is it? Like, I'm leaving for Treble Social?
Was that a thing? Did one of them say that? I don't know what Treble Social is.
They did.
I must not be very woke, because I don't even know what that is. But here's my favorite. Here, you know what Elon said about it? Because, you know, people were saying, what's the most messed up thing at Twitter right now? Here's what Elon said. So first of all, he says, no, my title is Chief Twit. It's right there in the bio. Right there in the bio. I don't know what a CEO is.
So there seems to be 10 people managing for every one person coding. Elon, what's the thing most messed up at Twitter right now? And Elon comes back with, these people get paid to do nothing. You what? Man, we could have... If I'd have known this, I'd have just come in as a CEO, fired 75% of them, become super profitable, and made this a $100 billion company. Here is my advice to Elon Musk. Elon, take it public, or take it public again. And I will be like this. I will pick up a dump truck, and I will go find gold in the ground. I will clean it and put it all in Twitter stock. Because everything that he touches turns to gold. Do you want to know why it turns to gold? Because he's truthful. He's a truth teller. You know who is not a truth teller? You know who's not a truth teller?
Pelosi.
Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi is not a truth teller. And Paul Pelosi, 82 years old. We're going to talk about this because we got some serious stuff to talk about. So I want to have a little bit of fun. And I want to have a little bit of fun with it because I think it's super important that you see this. They are literally running a PSYOP.
You know, when I first saw this, when the story first came out, because they immediately attributed to MAGA,
yeah,
I thought, oh, wow, cool. A nice little false flag that happened in the Pelosi household. Kind of like the J6 footage that they came out with 2 years later with 17 minutes from the thousands of hours of footage that just happened to be produced by her daughter.
Yeah, so we're going to do a tribute, by the way, to Halloween. But to start this off, I want you guys to see this tribute. Wait, where'd it go? Where's the tribute?
Which one?
The Paul Pelosi kit. Is people moving stuff around? The Home Invader one. 40. Put up 40 if you would. See 40. There is a new outfit for Halloween you can get tonight. It is at the Spirit Store. It is called the Home Invader. It includes two hammers, gay pride, weed flag, Berkeley stands united against hate speech, and lube. That is the Home Invader kit. It comes in adult sizes only, so you can't put this on children. And it does come also, it looks like it comes with underwear. So it comes with underwear. So the package comes with underwear. Go ahead and take that down.
911 call is not included.
911 call is not included. You may not get that. So we have this. First, we're going to just ask, where's Nancy? So we got this for you.
Where's Nancy?
Yeah, see, you're better at that, Obama.
Where's Nancy?
Okay. Let's get right into it. The White House Press Secretary, KJP, on the attack against Pelosi. I'm going to get this part. Is that the invader-in-chief continues to condemn all violence and asks that the family's desire for privacy be respected.
How nice.
This is on
that?
October 28th. Goes in and says that Quoth the Raven, everybody was stunned on Friday morning when the news broke the 82-year-old husband of Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, had been assaulted inside their home in early morning with a hammer. The shock and awe grew up, and it seemed to become clear that the assailant was looking for the Speaker of the House herself, the third in line for the presidency. An assailant broke into the home and asked, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" There's a problem with this, though. The police chief called it an intentional attack. This is not a random attack. It was intentional. It was wrong. Our elected officials here do the business of their cities, their counties, and their states and their nation. Our families do not sign up for this and be harmed, and it's wrong. As such, DePap now faces charge of attempted murder and other felonies. I wholly condemn the attack, and I do all violence, especially political violence. We're going to get to this, by the way. We have to tell their story. Let's give them equal time. It is not in any way in dispute that Pelosi was attacked violently and wound up in the hospital as a result of his injuries. What is also not in dispute is the 911 call to dispatcher Heather Grimes and the intuition to order a wellness check in the household based on what she heard. Her intuition was very well might have saved Pelosi's life, and she should be commended for it. And as Glenn Greenwald writes on Sunday morning, it's very possible the instantly formed media narrative will be proven true. Let's talk about that. For example, Hillary Clinton said on Saturday, Republican Party and its mouthpieces now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It is shocking but not surprising that violence is the result, and as citizens must hold them accountable for their words and their actions that follow. Oh, here's more.
Love how
Ilhan Omar, you know, the one that married her brother. I wonder if she had kids with him. Said the attacker, DePape, was far-right white nationalist. The far-right white nationalist tried to assassinate the Speaker of the House and almost killed her husband a year after violent insurrectionists tried to find her and kill her at the Capitol. The Republican Party's response is either ignore it or belittle it. Now we're going to do better than that, actually. Biden, with seemingly little to no evidence, attributed the attack to 2020 election deniers. You can't just say, feel badly about the violence. We condemn it. We condemn what produces the violence. This talk produces the violence. The generic point is I want to make is that one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real and then it's being stolen. It was stolen. While these politicians may ultimately prove to be right, it's worth noting that there are some basic journalistic gaps in the story that need to be answered. Uh-oh. Shall we?
Shout out to journalism.
First question to left wonder is the obvious. Why was DePape's true motivation? Both sides of the media painted the assailant in different lights. I want to point out the different lights, though. This is really going to be interesting because, and why, by the way, did my picture not make it into the thing?
The South Park one?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay. We're going to have to.
You let me know.
Guys, I want to put this up if you were. No, don't put it up yet. Don't put it up yet. Please don't put it up yet. I got to make sure that I want you to know this is how the left operates. Super different than. Whew, see if we can put this over here really quick. I'm going to share it with you, Mr. A. Pollo. Okay. I sent over a bunch of stuff. We'll walk through what those are. But the question is that he subscribed to the discredited narrative that 2020 presidential election was illegitimate and espoused a range of bigoted and racial radical beliefs, has expressed anti-Semitic views, and appeared to embrace the QAnon movement. Okay, so that's what they said, right? But then there is this New York Post article piece and Substack post by Michael Schellenberger, who noted that DePape lived with a notorious local nudist in a Berkeley home, complete with the Black Lives Matter sign in the window and the LGBT rainbow flag, emblazoned with marijuana symbols hanging from a tree. Uh-oh. Wait, it's going to fall apart. You ready for this? It's going to fall apart. Then here's a video.
This is from Schellenberger's Substack.
Let's give him a shout out. But this is him. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Yeah, pay attention to the house. Tell me if this screams MAGA.
Oh boy, that's the house.
What do you see there?
Keep going.
Looks like a MAGA flag, right?
Oh, so a rainbow flag. Oh, Black Lives Matter.
I mean, you surprised? I mean, there's a bazillion news reporters knocking on our door. I'm not going to do this again. Yeah. So, I mean, they want to come talk to us. There's a button on there. You can just be able to pull the thing.
This right here?
Yeah. Oh, well, did you want to talk to them?
Okay.
Oh, look. The Huffalong Brigade. Bunch of fatties going in there to the FBI.
Oh, no way.
Well,
apparently the new reporter knocked on her door and said that...
She's not with us.
Are you not reporters?
No, just go away, reporters.
Reporters, go away.
Go away.
This is the FBI.
Ha! The FBI! They look like FBI agents, don't they? Apollo, that guy kind of looked like you. Care to comment? Oh, let's go hide... Oh, wait. Let's go hide behind the bus.
I cannot confirm or deny.
This looks like total MAGA world right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. An alternate camera view of this engagement right here.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I realized our dogs are going to bark at you nonstop. Sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, somebody just asked, wait, no battering rams?
Wait. Yeah, you noticed that, right?
I'm confused.
And that, I assume, is an accredited Ibogaine treatment facility.
Yeah. That's really good. This is from their narrative, but they keep telling us that that's the narrative, right? So we should listen to them because they know what they're talking about, and they're obviously going to be honest with you. And if you say anything else, but let's do this. Second question is, who is the unidentified person that let the law enforcement into the home the morning of the break-in? Politico reported early the week that there were apparently a third person in the home at the time of the incident. David DePap was forced his way in the home through a back entrance. Now, here's what you need to do. Look at the back entrance. We're going to look at that. I'm going to show you something in a minute. Scott said, officers arrived at the house, knocked out the front door, and were let inside. Knocked on the front door, led inside by an unknown person. They discovered DePap and Pelosi struggling for a hammer. And after they instructed them to drop the weapon, Scott said DePap took the hammer and violently attacked Pelosi. Possible explanation? Was it the housekeeper? Live-in staff? Body cam footage should make this clear. Shouldn't it make it clear? I think they should release the footage, don't you? Oh, but they won't. And here's what Politico said. Officers arrived at the house, knocked on the front door, and were led inside by an unknown person. They discovered DePape and Pelosi struggling for a hammer. So we actually found a picture, a parental discussion, or parental... I can't do it with a straight face. You guys are going to hate me for this. But we did find a picture.
This is of Paul Pelosi making the 911 call, right?
No, not yet. We're going to do it. We're going to wait. Okay. But first, before we do that, we'll say to get everybody get over to MyPillow and support Mike Lindell. It's going into Christmas season, so get over there, save up 66%, and use code CD21. That's Charlie David 21. We're going to take a... And by the way, Mike deserves your support. I want to be really clear. He built a platform, has done nothing but fight for you, has spent tens of millions of dollars doing it, not for himself, not for himself, but for all the American people. So go over there and help him. Don't let him cancel him. And step in the gap and buy everything from him. And this is what I say about everyone that is in the middle of fighting. Support them. So let's quickly, if we can, you know, do you have the commercial for Conservative Daily? DCF Guns, the one with the blowtorch?
Yes.
For those of you who haven't seen this, I did a new commercial. We're going to do this really quick just because I know we're running out of time with Frank's Beach. So get over to Rumble or the other platforms when we come off. We're at the end of that. But I want to play this if we can. This is the one-minute commercial of DCF Guns. A little funny. It's a play on... other commercials you've seen. And by the way, I was not cussing when they bleeped it out. It was supposed to be funny. I said freaking, and they decided to bleep out it to make it sound like I was saying something I shouldn't have. But go ahead and play it.
Hi, I'm Joe, Supreme Leader of DCF Guns. What is DCF Guns, you ask? We're the best damn gun store and range in the universe. Do we have guns? We have all the f***ing guns. We got small guns. We got big guns. We even have beastly guns. We offer all types of training, and we have 5 ranges across our 3 locations. I'm a good shot. And of course, we have all types of ammo. We even have flamethrowers! Woo! We offer incredible membership opportunities, and members save even more on guns, ammo, and accessories. Military, both active and retired, and first responders get up to 40% off memberships. Come join the DCF family today, where we keep the range hot and the deals hotter.
I still love that commercial. Great commercial. So we're still on Lindell TV, but we actually have a video. We have a picture of Paul Pelosi calling. He's actually calling the police. If you're on the audio version, you would laugh if you saw this. And guys, it's meant to be funny, so just take it as that. But we do have this video. It is, officer, I'm being attacked.
And this appears to be Pelosi with a hammer doing some hammering.
Yes, just, you didn't need to say anything else.
Okay.
Right? Say nothing else about it.
Hammering was involved.
It's you gotta be funny because they don't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. They're not telling the truth about anything.
That's it for part one of this episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. Part two is coming up next, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening. God bless America.